Today, the hardware wallet maker SafePal said a flaw in its order tracking let one customer read another customer's order. Roughly 39,798 people had their name, email, phone number, and shipping address exposed. No seed phrases, no funds. What leaked instead is the fact that a named person at a known address bought a device built to hold cryptocurrency offline. SafePal is telling those customers to treat unexpected contact as suspect by phone, in the post, or in person. I'm going through the notice with Sally.
The wording on funds is careful rather than reassuring. It says no evidence has been found that the incident itself compromised access to wallets. That word itself is doing work. And the company never says how the flaw was exploited. One sentence about unauthorized access to another customer's order is the whole technical account.
The retention failure is the part it does explain. A scheduled cleanup job stopped working properly because of a configuration error, so old order records stayed in the system. That is why the exposed window runs 13 months, back to March last year. SafePal says the fault did not cause the access, only the scale of it.
The one durable fix goes at exactly that. Order records now held 90 days, though the timeline complicates the disclosure date. SafePal says it first received a report consistent with this in early May, treated it as an isolated case, rebuilt the order pipeline in July, and confirmed the root cause only now. Meanwhile, the fraud is already running.
Fake sites swapping a capital I for the lowercase l.
That's right, hence the instruction to type the address by hand, including from the notice itself.
No money moved, so the loss column stays at zero. The risk does not. This belongs with the incidents that make the next theft easier rather than causing one.
I've been Sally.
I've been Bob. See you on the next episode. This podcast was published on the 16th of August, 2026.
You've been listening to WiFarmX Briefings.